Vid, I really can't be bothered doing an opening joke for this episode of the podcast. Vid, where are you?
I'm over here.
Oh, I didn't see you. I guess you were flying under the radar. I guess you're playing the game, huh?
And toasting my Twitter.
Vid, you're not close enough to the microphone. That's a $5,000 fine.
Behind Big Brother Podcast.
It's day 44. Okay, so everyone seems to be getting over the Gretel Michael incident.
Yeah, everyone's moved on now.
Starting to move on. I have to say that on Wednesday's Daily Show, I was quite impressed. It seemed like Big Brother was starting to get back on track. I don't know, there was something about the show, it was rather interesting. Big Brother didn't intervene too much, and that's when the interesting footage came along. But unfortunately, later in the week, with Jade's insider mission, things just went downhill again.
Jade's insider task can hardly even be called an insider task. I remember when Big Brother brought her into the diary room to tell her that she was the insider. He said, "You're going to be working for Big Brother against your other housemates." How is telling them that she loves them working against them? She was already nominated. Telling them that she loves them isn't going to do anything. It didn't, and I think maybe he tried to make them feel uncomfortable, both Jade and the other housemates. It didn't work at all.
Not to mention the fact that the vibrator thing was done last year. It's already been done. We've seen
Yeah,
it.
we've seen it before. I was expecting something that would, piss the other housemates off, like what Michael was given to do.
There is the argument that Big Brother was just trying to make Jade look better because it was pretty obvious that she was going to get
Evicted.
evicted.
Well, it didn't make her look better, it just made her look like a tool. They could have
Harsh,
played,
harsh.
no, they could have played, just regular Jade footage instead of footage where she's being forced to do something that, she didn't actually bother her at all, really. She pulled it off quite well.
And another thing that I was a bit disappointed with, the task, yawn.
It wasn't stimulating for the housemates, or wasn't great to watch.
All it did was provide photos from that digital camera that they gave the housemates that Big Brother can just sell on to New Idea or New
Whatever
Weekly or
it was.
whatever.
I think it was pretty obvious. It also showed us that the housemates have no manners.
I think
If
that
they.
was the entertaining part was the housemates showing that they have no manners. The other aspects, I mean, waiting around for an alarm to go hug each other or splitting the bedroom, that's just rehashed ideas from previous tasks.
And they broke all those rules anyway. It's not like they were that strict. They got all these fines for swearing and going into the girls' bedroom, etc., etc. I think if the housemates put their mind to it, they could have passed it. It was a very easy task, in my opinion. They could have passed it with flying colours and got their food budget. It seemed like they don't want to pass their task. They just want to have fun, when they should just be having fun whilst doing the task. I mean, they whinge that there's no food to eat. Put some effort into the task, and they were.
Both housemates and the producers.
Yeah, exactly. Task department, think up some new tasks. And by new, I mean things that we haven't seen before.
So I know you wanted to have an opening bitch about how all we're seeing from the Big Brother house right now is relationship footage.
Yeah, well, there were the two things that were focused on. No, you can't even say focus. I was going to say that Jade's insider mission was focused on a tiny bit, towards the end of the episodes. But other than that, it was all relationships. You've either got Jamie and Katie, Danielle, John and Dino, or Crystal and Galen. And that was about all that we saw. I think all the footage there could have been
It's
dropped a
getting
bit.
so nauseating, I mean.
But it's the same old stuff, like have an argument, get over it, have an argument, get over it. Just.
Get over
Yeah,
it.
exactly. Just get over it and stick with it. No, but there was other things going on in the task. Like, I'd much rather see the other housemates talking to each other about the weather than seeing this relationships thing.
Or actually something that requires some thought. I mean, just all this relationship footage isn't that stimulating, and we have seen it all before. We saw it earlier in the season anyway. Jamie and Katie it's becoming old news. Very tiresome.
And they keep having fights and that, and Big Brother just shows them sitting next to each other, not saying anything. We don't need to see that. We can already tell that it's awkward and whatnot. Just skip to some more footage of different things.
You've only got 22 minutes to fill. Let's not fill it all up with just relationship
Yeah,
stuff.
well, a lot of the episodes when I was watching them was all relationships towards the end. Oh shit, let's throw in a bit of Jade telling someone she loves them, and maybe something with and maybe John or something like that, and then that's it.
Oh yeah, and don't forget Rob and David just exchanging one sentence. Which brings me to my next point. Rob and David are the most radar housemates there are.
We hate using that term, but they are, hey. They not to each other though, but to everyone else.
We've seen barely anything between the two. And as you said, There's sort of a scramble to get extra footage to sort of compensate the relationship thing. A few daily shows a few days back, they just cut to Rob and David jokingly dancing around for a good 10 seconds before cutting back to the relationship stuff. It's sort of like the comic relief on the side.
Well, we saw on the nomination show tonight Rob and David having a little bitch, but it's different to the bitching that Dino was having in his boys' bitching club, because theirs, you can tell, is just to bide time. It's just humorous, whereas the other ones was they were actually bitching about them. I don't know what all the housemates have this problem with Rob, when to me, or from what I've seen, he says it how it is. He tells people to get over things that they shouldn't be pondering so much about, and then that's it. I don't know why the housemates don't like him as much.
With this whole under the business, to go back to it, I would have thought Big Brother would have known from the negative public reaction that they had towards the vote, which, by the way, had no effect on eviction whatsoever. The negative reaction would have meant they'd steer away from it, but it's cropped up again as a reason for housemates to nominate.
Yeah, that's it's
Again, defeating the point, as we talked about in our last podcast.
yeah, it's breaking another sort of
Fundamental rule.
yeah, by telling the housemates what they can nominate about. It's so stupid. And I've got to whinge about something that's to do with all the housemates. The housemates, we saw it, I can't remember his name, but a couple of seasons ago, one of the housemates went into the diary room. His nominations were so quick. All he said is, "I'm nominating ex-housemate for strategical reasons, and I'm nominating ex-housemate for strategical reasons." Big Brother said, "Yep, that's fine, you can go." If the housemates just did that, it would be so much easier on them. Why can't they just not be honest, like Big Brother keeps telling them to do? Just strategical reasons. That's what it all comes down to in the end. I think the public isn't going to think of you any worse because, they're still going to vote for you if they like
And it
you.
is game.
Yeah, it is a game. And if they just said that, they would be in and out and they wouldn't even have to worry about nominations.
But I think this whole week has sort of demonstrated that un really means nothing, and it has nothing to do with how the housemates act in the house. Un is what the producers choose to show, because we all thought that John was being un
And now
up until the vote, and now he's the only housemate that we see in the show now, and David and Rob are now un.
well, it's a bit odd with the John thing because, as we were saying before, who's this housemate John? Who the hell is he? The guy with the hair. And now, as soon as straight after we found out that John was up for nomination, all the footage is on, besides from relationships, is focused on John.
And that's not John's doing,
No,
that's external forces.
yeah, but I think he has changed a little bit, and maybe because Big Brother told him that was that there was this. I think he's a little bit smarter than he gives off, and he's thought, oh shit, I've got to start, voicing my opinion, which he doesn't, like we saw on nominations today. But he's talking more and he's sort of interacting more with more housemates than just the boys that he hang out with before. I think maybe the Danielle thing, this love triangle, square, octagon, pentagon, has has helped him come out of his shell a little bit as well.
And this previous Sunday, the eviction, I was so surprised that Dino was evicted, and I was so surprised that Jade was evicted.
Didn't see that one from a mile away.
But I'm really disappointed that Jade left, because we saw on tonight's nominations, and to a lesser degree on the eviction show, she had some really good insights and some pretty valid points. She was a little like Camilla, but I guess slightly or more annoying to the housemates, but she brought an intelligent dynamic to the house.
It was interesting the way Gretel asked questions. I think what Gretel did on Sunday is to be commended. The interviews were great with both housemates, Dino and.
Much better improvement, much
Yeah,
better.
Dino and Jade. And it really brought out this intelligent side in Jade that you were just talking about that we hadn't seen before. She has a really, really good perspective on everyone in the house. Maybe that is because she sort of sat back a little bit. But she knows like exactly what is going on in the house. I think that interview really brought it out of her, and I think people were kicking themselves saying, "Oh, why did we kick her out?"
But how interesting was it that on nomination show she told Gretel that there was plenty of ways for the housemates to talk about nominations without being caught?
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd like to. Maybe we'll have a 24-hour vote. The reason.
Yeah, if you think it's easy for the housemates to talk about nominations, then SMS.
No, there'll be a 1 hour special first on the housemates that are talking about it, in writing things in sand, stuff like that.
We'll have a special 1 hour podcast.
Yeah.
But back to the eviction, Gretel's dress came up again.
I missed a lot of Gretel. I sort of was flicking around and I didn't actually see what she was wearing, so.
It was pretty bad, and it copped a lot of flack from mainstream media the following morning in the columnists'
It always
pages.
cops
And
flack, though. I think maybe now it's sort of a funny thing, and she keeps doing it because she knows she doesn't really care. I doubt she...
Possibly, yeah.
And she just said, oh, what can I wear that's horrendous this week?
The running joke in the chat rooms was, if you replaced Gretel with a sack of potatoes, no one would notice the difference.
It wouldn't have an extravagant outfit, so... But Monday night...
The reply was, one of them, either Gretel or the sack of potatoes, has more hair on it.
What she wore on the nomination show tonight, I think, squashed all these pregnancy rumours, because it was very non-pregnancy-ish.
Yeah, because all the pregnancy rumours came back from after the eviction show, yet again. It's not a new thing anymore, people. Gretel's pregnant every week, and then every nomination show she's not pregnant anymore.
Yeah, well, she squandered the rumour again.
Something related to nominations and evictions. Everyone's getting confused about these percentages.
I'm even confused. I don't understand how it works. I just know that someone gets evicted. That's all I know.
I really don't understand how the percentages are supposed to add up now.
I think the way it's supposed to work is that, say, housemate gets 5 save votes and 10 evict votes. The saves get taken from the evict, so the housemate gets 5 evict votes. But Gretel sort of says, housemate X got 5% of the vote. Well, no, not really.
Yeah, but what type of vote? The save or the evict or the total or what's going on? And also, on the eviction show on Sunday night, Jade was supposedly evicted with an 8% after the merged vote. Whatever 8% means, I mean, we have no idea.
It was 8% of something.
It was 8% of something, but now, today, on the official website, it's 20% of something.
Scandal.
Yeah, what's going on there? Where did this 20% come from? I put 8% in the header of the website because that's what they showed on the eviction show, and now suddenly it's 20%? I don't understand it.
It needs more explaining by Gretel. She explained it sort of... She explained what was happening, but not how it gets worked out on the first eviction.
And we need to know how many votes are taking place.
Yeah, a lot of people want to hear that on the forums. You know, they want to know how many votes people are getting. That's I think it's a great statistic to have. When a housemate gets evicted, we can actually see how many people don't like them.
It seems to be an ongoing trend with Big Brother. I mean, even their polls on the official website, they don't tell you how many votes there were. Whereas on our website...
Our website.
We show the number of votes.
Speaking of polls, what's the poll on our front page at the moment?
We've been asking people whether they think Big Brother has already lost all of the most interesting housemates. At the moment, 62% of you say yes and 38 say no. And
total of number votes is 1,419.
There you go. Although it probably seems like I was trying to set this poll up for a whole lot of yes votes, I don't think all the interesting housemates have gone yet.
Yeah, I think some of them have. Dino was definitely becoming interesting, and now he's not because he's gone. But there are... like we were saying before, John, I think, is going to become quite interesting over the coming weeks. Not Crystal, don't really care. Rob, I think, is coming interesting as well. His relationship with Rob and David is bringing out a different side of David, which I think is what Dino was talking about in his goodbye video. Claire has kind of disappeared into the shadows this week.
Yeah, where's she gone? She's another under the...
Yeah, or merging into the wall. Ashley's
hologram.
Hologram. Ashley's just Ashley, and Katie's been in it heaps because of her relationship thing.
Actually, looking back at these housemate pictures, I don't know if there's that many interesting... I don't know. Jade, the most interesting housemate that I've seen so far, one of them would have been Jade and Michael, of course, but maybe for a negative reason. Actually, Camilla. I'm still rooting for...
Oh, whoops, forgot about Camilla.
I'm still rooting for Camilla.
Well, we can segue into the nominations tonight. We've got Danielle, Rob, and Camilla up. Camilla, everyone just expected. I think she's pulling a Sarah Marie. She's going to get nominated, and she's going to get close to the end, I hope.
Hopefully, because she's the only one who doesn't seem to be holding back.
And she doesn't care what people say, you know, she gets over things quite quickly, like the fight with Anna. She was just like, it's petty, I'll get over it. Another thing with Danielle and Rob being nominated, well, they're intruders. It happens every year. One way or another, they're going to get kicked out or got nominated each week. This week, I would like to see Danielle gone.
I could see Danielle pulling a Vesna and lasting for a while.
All that people have seen is her whinging about Dino and John and making out with Dino. We haven't seen anything. Maybe this week we might see stuff because he's gone. A lot of the votes probably get done in the beginning of the week because you've seen what's happened last week.
And speaking of voting, do you think there'll be a new insider? Will they try and milk that SMS teat again?
I hope that they'll get a new insider and Big Brother will pick it. or just say, you know, one housemate's in the diary room. Oh, what a pity it's you.
It's going to be very grating if Big Brother tries to pull another SMS vote out of this.
Another
thing.
SMS vote, I doubt they'll get, or maybe they'll get votes, but we're going to whinge about it more. And people are just over that vote now. We've already had two. We don't need another one.
We've had three now.
Oh, we've had three, have we? So I must have lost count.
One thing I wanted to bitch about is...
Another bitch?
Yeah, for a change, is the whole visual graphics and presentation on Big Brother. And by that, I mean not really so much footage from the house, but I mean all these animations and things like that, because it's one area where Big Brother slacks off one of the most, in my opinion, because Big Brother 1 and 2 looked very similar, 3 and 4 very similar, 5 and 6 the same.
I do like the intro, though. I'm just going to point that out. I think our intro is one of the best from all the other scenes I watched, because it gives you like a view of all the house and where the housemates can go, and then it's sort of a no bullshit sort of thing. I mean, it is a long intro.
I have a problem with a lot of the things that go on the plasma screens on eviction and nomination shows.
Those ugly photos of the housemates.
Yeah, all the housemates pulling stupid facial expressions, like for nominations. I mean, you'll see
biting
pictures
fingernails.
Of them. Yeah, pictures of them acting scared. It's another one of those little things that destroys the idea of Big Brother. And it's not very sophisticated. It's a bit cheesy and childlike.
And on the eviction numbers, the housemates are smiling. What's up with that? They're all giving a big wave and hi, how you going?
It should be, hi, evict me.
Yeah, it should be at least the sad, scared thing, other than the big wave.
And the worst of the worst I saw was on the special.
Da-da-da.
They actually had a picture or an animation of a spinning radar dish that you'd find on the top of a submarine or a boat or something spinning behind Gretel.
I missed that.
It was so awful.
I missed that. They've got so many TVs, you think they could think of different things to put on them.
And finally, reading out the eviction numbers.
You've already talked about this before, but we'll go through it again.
Have
because
I?
Yeah, well, you suggested it, because Channel 7 have done it the right way.
Channel 7 have done it good with their new show, Let's Plug It, It Takes Two, the show that competes against Big Brother on Sunday nights. They read
and
out...
And sometimes wins.
Because they have quite a lot of contestants, and they read out their numbers the good way. In fact, they've actually got Big Brother's old voting numbers. They say, to vote for a contestant, dial 1902-555-01 for this contestant, 02 for this contestant, instead of reading out the entire number every time, which is so boring and it eats up so much time, which could be better spent on footage from the house.
At least now it's pre-recorded. Mike Goldman actually says it and we don't get Gretel stumbling over it. But yeah, it goes for too long. Even those ads during the week, have you seen them? With just Mike Goldman going, oh my God, someone's going to go.
Because up until this week, I think, it's pretty much been 5 nominees every week. And to hear those numbers over and over again, and also the SMS numbers.
Yeah, because you
it's
get...
It's just too much.
Well, it's good that they've done one good thing by saying, or SMS the name too, blah, blah, blah. Why can't you do it with the numbers? They're about 6,000 digits longer and would take so much time off if they just did it the right way.
And on a happier note, and I know Vid hasn't seen these, but Michael's McLean's ads.
Yeah, I don't know. People are asking me for the videos and I've never seen them.
They're really, really funny. They're the best McLean ads that have been made this season.
Are they for that zesty orange one?
Yeah. Beep. I'm not going to beep out McLean's because I think they did a really good job integrating Michael into the advertising. It's not crap advertising. It's actually pretty good. And it's funny. There's two different versions of the ad. The second one's the funniest. Michael is given some toothpaste. And then he asks, oh, can I have some for little baby Reuben? And then goes to steal a whole armful of toothpaste, sort of running off suspiciously with all this toothpaste dropping off behind him.
At least he got something out of the show, I guess.
And at least he can joke about himself like that. So that concludes our podcast for day 44. We'll leave you with some voicemails. And just to tempt you, we have a massive special coming up on the podcast. It will blow your mind.
It won't actually blow your mind, but it is a huge special.
Hi, it's Miss Crazy Honey off the Florence. I just wanted to say the site is great. I'm really enjoying the podcast. Both of you are very witty and articulate, and I find you both very entertaining. You guys, you put a lot of effort into both the site and the podcast, and I'm sure a lot of people don't understand or appreciate the hard work that goes into running a .com website, so I just wanted to say you guys have done a great job keeping the the side of life for almost 6 years. And yeah, you both absolutely kill the official site. We all know that. Yeah, and that's all I have to say. Bye.
Hey guys, just wanted to point out a few things in relation to the way that Big Brother's recorded. Yes, it is recorded and they do have to have a lot of footage to go through. But they record everything digitally onto tape, and every 15 minutes, someone must log what events have gone on in the house. And if you have go back very quickly, you can find a behind-the-scenes special that was done back in Big Brother 2, where they actually explain that if they need a piece of footage, they can literally just type in a few keywords into that and actually find it very quickly. So the comment about people running around looking for footage is pretty well not accurate for that instance. Apart from that, you guys are doing a great job with the podcast, so yeah, see ya.
Hiya Vibes, hiya Vid, it's Kirsten here. Just thought I'd leave you a voicemail, someone other than Desmond and the Snip for a change. I bet that's nice. And just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job despite Big Brother letting you guys down. And yeah, I just wanted to just share an opinion on David. It's a bit old, but as far as I can tell, what is him being gay doing for the farmers in Australia, really? I mean, if it wasn't for Big Brother putting such pressure on him to actually come out of the closet, I think personally he'd still well and truly be shut up in it. So basically, as Vibes has said, he is a walking contradiction. He isn't out of the closet. BB made him out of the closet. That's my opinion on it. And it's a bit late, I know. Good work, guys. I can't believe the Gretel/Michael incident. I didn't get the luxury of seeing it, as TVNZ sucks majorly. It sounds a bit like the old Gwen situation of last year, but maybe a bit worse from what I hear. Okay, well, that's the end of my voicemail. Hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy the accent. And happy podcasting, guys. Bye.
In a time where political correctness is valued over honesty, me and Madonna would like to say, right on, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's KidTop4305 here. Let's give my view on the Gretel incident. I've read in the forums that they want to get rid of her. I think we should keep Gretel, as Big Brother will be totally different if we get a new host and never be the same again. I currently have stopped watching The Daily Show, as it's pointless, because all they keep showing is Jamie and Katie, Dino and Danielle, and Galen and Crystal showing their love to each other. Big Brother should stop this and start showing the other housemates so we get to know them more better, and it'll save time evicting them and complaining that they would have been better if we kept them in the house later. I think that's it.
C104 here, just watched Daily Show. Yes, it's Wednesday night, yes. I can really understand where John's coming from. I mean, the way Big Brother portrays the housemates on TV by editing and all that, you know, don't show everything about them, and when they do show stuff about them, it's normally just them bitching about someone else or doing something major. I don't know, it's weird, but I don't think John really deserves to be under the radar. I think that's absolute bullcrap. It was rigged. Galen was actually pretty under the radar. I can understand Crystal being under the radar, but John, I mean, come on, that's rigged.
Hi, it's just Miss Crazy Honey off the forums again. I'm just trying to say that I started watching Big Brother UK, and it has to be the best thing I've ever seen. It's just so funny, so different from our Big Brother. I mean, our Big Brother's just so boring compared to theirs. It's just, I just can't get over the characters, and I can't get over Shabazz. He has to be the funniest person I've ever seen. Anyway, I just wanted to say that, and yeah, see you later.
Hey guys, it's TikTok4305 here. I've been in the forums, they've been saying they want a UK housemate swap. Big Brother Australia should do this. Everyone wants it, and it'll make the house more interesting, and at least it'll be a very good twist. Big Brother should hurry up and do it, because it's getting on my nerves, and get it over and done with. We know it has to happen. Well, that's my opinion on the show so far, so bye.
How are you going there, Vibes? Yeah, sounding pretty smart there, aren't you, buddy? Hey? Well, anyway, yeah, I think the show's really boring now. I haven't watched the stream at all since Mikey was evicted. I haven't watched The Daily Show much. Well, I have watched it, but yeah, I wasn't impressed. It's like watching a high school bloody schoolyard at lunchtime. It was bullshit, actually. Girl needs to be fired because she's a man, and she's a bitch, and she's a tranny, and you name it, she needs to go. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. And kiss my ass.